We're tracking the latest on the COVID-19 vaccine front, and Pfizer said yesterday that it is asking the FDA to authorize its COVID-19 booster shot for all U.S. adults. For more, we're welcoming in Yahoo Finance health reporter Anjali Kamlani. And Anjali, this isn't the first time that Pfizer and BioNTech have sought FDA authorization for their boosters. What are the details this time?
Well, Emily, the really big part about this is that it's actually going to be for all adults ages 18 and up. And I know there's a lot going on with Pfizer and BioNTech, especially with between a full approval for the primary course as well as the various authorizations they've had. So let's just break it down really quickly. What they've already got in the bag is a full approval for that primary 2-dose, as well as authorizations for boosters for certain populations within the adult group, as well as authorizations for in two separate times, ages 5 and up. They've now applied for authorization for boosters for 18 and up, and this falls in line with what the administration is really looking for. The federal government has been talking about a booster plan in order to help mitigate what they expect to be at least a moderate surge of cases throughout the winter, as we saw last year earlier this year in January. It started picking up in the winter months, that surge, and that was the largest that we'd seen. We don't expect as large a surge this winter, in large part because of the vaccinations that have already been administered. But there is some effect anticipated, especially in pockets of the country where we know there remains a large swath of unvaccinated individuals. Kids have yet to be fully vaccinated and might not be in time for, say, Thanksgiving, which is when we know travel will continue increasing, especially as we saw the travel restrictions lift. And this all plays into the concerns of the health experts really on that point. And we know that largely speaking, with that increase in travel, with that increase in the surge, it doesn't necessarily look to be a very strong outlook. But at the same time, there are some individuals that do feel that because of the lift in travel restrictions, you know, the pandemic is over. Health experts are warning that's not necessarily the case. And it does put Pfizer in a very strong point, especially compared to some of its other competitors. Moderna has still had to wait on the younger population ages 6 to 11 for the FDA on some concerns over heart inflammation. And we know that there's an expectation of an announcement today with the federal government and Johnson & Johnson to provide global doses. So a lot of movement still when it comes to vaccines right now, even as we know Pfizer, of course, also applying with the FDA for its antiviral pill. So again, a lot of movement here when it comes to treating and helping to curb rising cases for the pandemic. Back to you.
All right, Anjali Kamlani, thank you so much for breaking that all down for us.